Dit is 25 minute oor 6. Die minister van Finansies, Tito Mboweni, het gister 'n nuwe tussentydse direksie vir die openbare beleggingskorporasie aangestel. En dit volg nadat die hele direksie vroeër vanjaar onder 'n wolk bedank het weens aantuigings van ongeruimthede by die korporasie. Die korporasie bestuur natuurlik meer as 2 triljoen rand se pensioenfonds bates, wat die bates van die regering se pensioenfonds insluit. Nou die nuwe direksie sluit verskeie prominente sakepersone in soos Maria Ramos, die voormalige hoof van Absa, Irene Chanley, sy is 'n voormalige uitvoerende direkteur van MTN en Dr. Ruil Khoza in. Nou Dr. Ruil Khoza is tans die president van die Instituut van Direkteure in Suid-Afrika. Hy is 'n voormalige voorsitter van Nedbank en Eskom. Hy was die voorsitter van Eskom hier rondom 2002, so hy was glad nie betrokke by die jongste gemors wat daar aangaan nie. Hy was ook die direkteur van verskeie maatskappye soos Liberty Life, Standard Bank en Old Mutual. En seker meer belangrik, hy is ook 'n lid van die King Kommissie en hy was nou betrokke by die saamstel van die King 3 en King 4 kodes vir goeie koöperatiewe regering. En ek dink baie luisteraars sal hom ook onthou as die persoon wat in 2012 sy mond uitgespoel het teen die Zuma-administrasie oor wat daar gebeur. Hy was die eerste sakepersoon wat dit gedoen het. En dit was toe hy nog die voorsitter van Nedbank was. Ek het vroeër vandag met Dr. Khoza gesels en ek het hom gevra wat hy van die nuwe OBK direksie dink en hoe belangrik dit is dat daar sterk verteenwoordiging uit beide die private sektor en uit vakbondgeleedere is.
I think the balance is crucial. South Africa is actually notorious for adversarial relationship that has actually characterized our history. If you look at us historically, there was racial polarization. Lately, you do have continuing, as it were, coming from the history, the adversarialism between organized labor and owners of capital or management. The only way you can actually depolarize that is by way of getting people to get to know one another as human beings and getting them to work together in facing up to challenges. So I believe the diversity in the composition of the board is a huge positive.
Have you followed much of the testimony put before the Impartie Commission into the alleged irregularities and misconduct at the PIC? Did you follow the hearings?
I wish I could have had the time to watch and to follow. Unfortunately, one is actually heavily engaged in other enterprises and endeavors, some of which are business, others of which actually have to do with helping in the community. That being the case, my following of what is unfolding at that commission has been erratic.
But definitely seems to be some corporate governance issues. How quickly do you think you can install improved corporate governance through a new board, and how quickly can you translate good governance within the institution to improve public perception?
I think to the extent that one can change habits, to the extent that one can change the culture of any organization, may it be non-governmental, may it be business, may it be governmental, one should be able to influence things in a manner that will actually be positive for the organization. The helpful aspects to that is the fact that most of the people that have been appointed to the board are themselves practitioners, in my observation, very, very sound practitioners of corporate governance. So it will start with the board, and with the membership of the board being what it is, I believe in virtually no time it will cascade to the senior executives. From there, I want to believe it will then cascade to the rest of the organization. My sense is that if the key task that the board is actually tasked with right now, i.e. to recruit, screen and employ senior executives. The organization as we speak now is denuded of senior executives. If those are well chosen and the tone is set properly at the top, i.e. at board level, and the senior executives who come in knowing that there shall be no scope for negligence, for corruption, for the kinds of things that actually appear to have characterized the PIC in recent times. It should be relatively manageable to change the culture and to turn the company around.
Dit is Dr. Ralph Khoza wat so gesels. Narina, wat dink jy van die samenstelling van daardie direksie?
Ek is baie opgewonde oor van die mense, ek ken hulle nie almal nie, maar definitief Dr. Holkaza, absolute kwaliteit persoon met integriteit en geweldige relevante en goeie ondervinding. En ek denk wat my veral interessant is hiervan, is weet, ons het die traditie dat die adjunct minister van finansies die voorsitter van die raad is, en dit is nie hierdie keer die geval nie. En die voorsitter moet toch aangewys word, het gaan deur die raad self gekies word, en ek kan maar nie dink as iemand soos Ralkoza as die voorsitter van die raad gekies word, gaan dit 'n baie ander PIC wees as waarmee ons die afgelope paar jaar mee te doen gehad het.
Ja, ek moet sê, hy is seker die grootste kandidaat daar, baie interessante...
Ja, so dink nou, met die voormalige voorsitter van die Eskom Raad, en nou praat ons van die moontlike omskakeling van die skuld wat die PIC hou na Eskom aandele toe, en dan kan jy sien, hoekom dink ek, dit kan 'n baie positiewe impak hê.